Senator Patrick Leahy says he is optimistic that his plan to curtail the Obama administration's electronic surveillance program will be approved by Congress in the coming weeks. VPR's Bob Kinzel reports.
Unless Congress acts by the end of this month, the Patriot Act will expire. Included in the legislation is something known as Section 215. This provision gives the Obama administration the authority to collect hundreds of millions of phone records in an effort to thwart a future terrorist attack. Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell has introduced a bill that would reauthorize the entire Patriot Act for the next 5 years. Senator Patrick Leahy, who is the ranking Democrat on the Senate Judiciary Committee, opposes a blanket renewal.
I disagree with him in just giving a blank check. I don't care if it's a Democratic administration or a Republican administration. I'm not giving a blank check to anybody.
Instead, Leahy is the lead sponsor of a bill that prohibits the federal government from collecting phone records. Individual phone companies would retain these records, and in order to access them, the government would have to convince a special federal intelligence court that there's a clear link to terrorists.
The idea that any administration can scoop up every single call we're making, can have that kind of ability to pry on every single citizen, whether they're suspected of a crime or not, I think is wrong.
Leahy has been able to build a coalition of some of the Senate's most liberal and some of the most conservative members to support his plan. He says there's no doubt in his mind that this surveillance program will eventually be abused unless efforts are made now to restrict government access.
My bottom line is we are less safe as a nation if we have a government that can spy on every single one of us. You know that there's going to be abuse. You know that eventually there will be.
Leahy says he's hopeful that his legislation will win Senate approval in the near future, and he's encouraged that a similar bill has been supported by Republican leaders in the U.S. House. For VPR News, I'm Bob Kinzel in Montpelier.